Nobody knows what that's all about more than the zone's very own Christina LeCure.
Good song.
I do.
Weird Al's
still enjoy
sport.
It.
Welcome back to Conway. Justin Acri joined by the Canuck herself, Christina LeCure. And we are at U.S. Pizza, 710 Front Street. And if you want to sign up to help fight cancer, it is easy peasy, and you can do a lot of good. So, again, this is one of those deals where, you know, a lot of times we'll come to people and ask them to donate money to help in a fight. This is just one where you can give your time. So if you don't have a square to spare, you can come in here and and they're going to give you free breadsticks, too, for goodness sake. Come on. Are you kidding me?
So you're making money on the deal.
Come in, have some lunch. You know, I'm going to go salad route.
You are?
Oh, yeah. I love
they
salads.
They have the best thin crust pizza.
They do have great pizza, but their salads are ridiculous. And I'm going to get free breadsticks out of the deal, too. I mean, the salad's perfection.
I love it.
Esther knows how I like it. Esther McClellan joining us. She is the owner-operator of said location of U.S. Pizza. Good to see you again. How are you, friend?
Good seeing you. Doing good.
She's also an unbelievable athlete.
She is. There's no question.
Who helped carry our Buzz Bowl team to a victory.
The first year.
Yeah, she was also part of a couple of losses. But,
that second year.
Yeah.
Right.
We lost, or you weren't there the first year.
No, I wasn't.
The first year we got killed, and then the second year we won when you were there.
I was able to take a little credit for that.
Yes, that was good. And then we lost the third year badly again. So then we quit playing.
Were you part of that?
The
third year?
Yeah.
The loss?
You can put a lot of the blame on me for that.
We call it a powder puff game, but there was nothing powdery about it. It was a pretty brutal deal. So it was about the time that one of the players on the show with no name started trash talking me after the game that I thought, you know, maybe we've gone a little too far with this one.
Just a hair.
I'm like, really?
And when they came in on the charter bus, it was like, a little intimidation.
Yeah.
You know, we're out there practicing in our, you know, tennis shoes, no cleats.
We weren't really playing the same game.
No.
They were a little further. Clint Sterner was their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
True story. So, they hit us big early, and we could never recover. So, yeah, that's the way it goes.
Your plays are good. He had a whole playbook drawing.
The playbook?
It was beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
I wore a visor. It turns out you have to have more than just a visor to be a good offensive coordinator. Who knew?
Who knew?
So,
it looked good. You need the hoodie. You need, like, the whole bit.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah. But
get the Belichick hoodie.
That's for the
going.
Defensive coordinator, though. Yeah.
Got to switch them over. Visor, then hoodie.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I like that. Maybe we could go both. So, thanks for having us today. Appreciate
it. Thanks for coming. Thanks for helping us get the word out on this.
Yeah, you bet. Sherry was talking all nice about you, and I said, oh, yeah, she's good people. So
I've got y'all all fooled.
He loves you. Let's not kid. He's like, she's my girl.
There
it's
because
I feed him salad.
That's true. Here's the thing. You may not know this, but they sponsor the press box at the UCA game. So they feed all the media members before games, and so I've kind of gotten this preferential treatment, and I can make fun of about it, but they send a bunch of pizza over for everybody, and then they also send one salad usually for me to have.
Let me guess, the blue cheese on the side?
Blue cheese on the side. They make it beautifully, so it's fantastic. But I appreciate you all very much. Are you guys doing it this year again?
We are.
That's good, because I was going to quit if not.
No, we have salads coming for you.
Okay, that's
sure.
Good. That's awesome. So how did you get connected with Sherry and the folks from ACS?
I guess several years ago, a friend of mine came in and asked if we would do the Conway Celebrity Waiter. And my mother-in-law passed away from pancreatic cancer when my oldest son was 6 months old.
Oh, wow.
And it was rough. I mean, it was about 6 months and horrible. And so anyway, I hate cancer, and she knew it, and she was like, well, we need to raise some more money. You know, the relay hadn't raised that much money, and so we threw a big event, and it was turned out great. I think the first year we raised like $20,000, and then the next year, just this last year, we raised $30,000. And so what was exciting for me is then the study came out, and I was like, oh, wow. I mean, we raised this money, and now we can see the benefit. Because sometimes you can't see that. People are always like, well, where's my money going? And it's going towards a study, but then we've got to have people – you know, sign up. So that's why it means a lot that y'all are here. Because, man, I feel like this study, they've done it like three. This is the third time. This will be the third time. And they find out stuff every time. But now They do a blood draw, and I know if you're like me, y'all are horrified at Justin's face right now. I'm just kidding.
No, I like it. I'm into it.
Take more.
Yeah. Like back in the day when they used to put leeches on people to try to kill stuff, I mean, I'd have been all about that.
Bring me that leech. Put
yeah,
it on.
I'm cool with it.
But really, that's the only invasive thing that they do, and then they just mail you something every 2 to 3 years. And so, you know, it's just I just really want people to come out. I think we were at like 155, and they really would like us to be at, you know, well over 200 by now. And the town of Conway, I mean, they come out. And so I'm hoping that they'll go ahead and sign up and don't procrastinate. Come in today and I'll give you some breadsticks and for signing up. And so don't put it off. Don't be like me in the night before. Try to sign up.
How long have you been signed up?
I know it's impressive. I signed up early. About 2.5 weeks.
Nice.
Which I did put it off for about 2.5 weeks. But after that, I was like, I better sign up if I'm going to talk about it. So.
I got a tweet here from Drew who says, do you have a way to contact the people that are running the sign-up drive? Yeah. Hey, I have someone with questions and lives in Mayflower. Well, go online to cps3conway.org, and I think they've got the information on there. You can also sign up online as well. You don't actually even have to come here today if you can't. If you're listening to this in your car or your office, when you get somewhere, you can type, go online, and you can sign up online. And then you get a four-day period, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, five-day period there where you can pop in here and go through it. How long does it take? 20 minutes? Is that what you said? 20-ish? So, yeah, take your blood, check your waist, fill out a little questionnaire, and you're all set.
And signing up takes about 4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Not 45, 425.
425.
And, you know, and something else is I had a lady come up to me and was like, well, I was going to sign up, but, you know, I'm already having too much fun. I drink, I smoke, you know, I don't want to put that out there, you know, and skew the study. I assume I'm going to get cancer. I'm like, no, put that. Maybe we'll find out that alcohol does not correlate with cancer.
Here's hoping.
Heck yeah.
I like where your head's at with that. But, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you need all different backgrounds. You need people who have all kinds of different lifestyles. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be helpful. You
definitely.
Know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, thanks for having us out. And we still don't know how long they're going to be here. They said they stay as long as you'd let them. So they may sleep over.
Hey, we'll have a party. I've got a celebrity waiter meeting tonight. So
you do? Okay. When is that?
When is it?
Yeah, when
it's
is
September,
it?
It's September 21st okay. on Saturday. And I think the UCA game and U of A games are both away. So we're going to have a big party. We hang out outside. You know, I do it at big. So.
I know some celebrities if you need any help. So I'll get a hold of some people.
You give some calls for me?
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that. So. Maybe you could do that.
I'm in. When is it?
I like to offer all my friends up for stuff.
If I am here, I will be here.
That'll be awesome.
I would love that. They asked me to do that celebrity serving thing last year. Unfortunately, I was out of town, but I would love to be a part of it again. Anything that I could do to help here in Conway or with you guys is fantastic.
Awesome. That'd be fun.
I've got Maddie signed up for the study.
Yeah, Maddie.
Christina doing the waiter thing, waitress thing, I guess, in your case. So that's good.
Oh, I can serve some pizza. Don't you even worry about that.
How long have you guys been here now? You, personally. How long have y'all been a part of this?
We've been here since 2009 at US Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the celebrity waiter, this will be our third year.
Okay. Well, thanks thanks again. Things are good?
Oh, yeah, really good.
That's good. We need to get some people in here. What time do you normally open?
We normally open right about now.
Yeah. Okay. Right around 10. Right about now is not a time, as the guy said in No Country for Old Men. What time you close? About now.
About now.
About now is not a time. You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
You don't know.
Speaking of, we're we're going to do a bracket every summer, mostly because there's not much else to talk about. Luckily, Ryan Braun got in trouble, so we got that.
Yeah.
And Brett Bielema was talking to every media source in the world. I can't wait till he does, like, BBC and some other international media. It should be really fun. But we're always looking for filler. So we're going to do a bracket on the best villains of all time in the movies. Any genre. Could be animated. Could be anything you want. Could be a superhero villain. Could be anything. So who are some of your favorite villains from the movies over the years?
Oh, man.
Totally on the
spot. Put her on the spot.
Totally.
She's like, I only read books. I don't know anything about these movies.
I just, the Joker. I mean, he's pretty scary.
Which Joker? Heath Ledger or Jack Nicholson? Or
Heath
both?
Heath Ledger was scary.
For me, Jack Nicholson.
He's so maniacal.
I was younger, and he was pretty freaky.
He was freaky. He's so maniacal.
Anything that Christopher Walken's a bad guy is pretty scary.
Which is basically
sometimes when
everything.
He's a good guy, it's scary. Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Just
what was his best role? I'm trying to think of his best bad guy role.
I remember seeing when I was a kid and just being like, making my dad change the channel.
Yeah, even like in Pulp Fiction when he was basically a good guy and he brought Bruce Willis his dad's watch. That's a great scene, but he's creepy.
Yeah.
He's a creepy dude.
I mean, even when he was doing the cowbell on SNL, you're still
you're kind of nervous.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to kill him all.
Did you ever see Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead?
I don't think so.
That's a good movie. He's a villain in that. Andy Garcia's in it too. It's a good movie. He's a creepy kind of mafia boss who's been I think he got shot in a – somebody tried to take him out, and he's – anyway, he's, it's a long story, but it's a good movie. You need to watch it. It's he's pretty –
wow, you explained that perfectly.
You know what? Why don't you be quiet? Time for a break.
Guess
Christine
what?
Won't be back
I
after this.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
There you go. I like that. That's good. Okay, so we are here. We are at US Pizza, downtown Conway, on Front Street. Come see us. We'll be here till 1 o'clock. And I want you to sign up, for goodness sakes. Later in the show, we're going to talk some UCA football. We'll also talk more about Arkansas football, of course. Matt Williamson and Brooks Hollingsworth from UCA are going to join us here at a location. Top of the hour, Jim Harris will join us from Sporting Life, Arkansas. We'll talk to him about the week that was. And, Christine, we haven't even gotten into the British Open, or the Open Championship, as they call it.
The Open, period.
You and I are on the same page. Not a big Phil Mickelson fan, and I feel a little bit unpatriotic. But, honestly, there are about probably, if I was picking my favorite four or five golfers.
He wouldn't be in.
Other than Ken Duke, most of them would be Europeans.
I agree with that statement.
Yes. Well, good, then I'm going to argue for the Americans, just to make it interesting.
Well, I could argue against the Americans myself. However, even though I'm not an American, I really do think that right now some of the best players in the world are the UK players, South African players, Australian players are playing really good right now. Adam Scott, obviously, kind of fell apart a little bit. Didn't really blow up, per se, but Phil just played unbelievable golf. I don't think anyone really blew up. You know, obviously, Lee Westwood was +3 for the day, I think, on the final round.
No, you're right. He just played better than everybody else, but we'll talk more about it.
34 of the final six. I mean,
yeah. Well, and then Adam Scott bogeyed four of the last six, so.
Yeah, he was kind of knew it was over by then.
He did birdie 18, I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. Went
he
out
did
the bank.
In front of the crowd there.
That was nice.
Did you watch the actual PGA event this week that
no.
was not the British? You
know, no one did.
Do you know what? I watched it when the British was over, and why wouldn't you watch it?
I didn't even think about it. It never even crossed my mind, but we'll talk about that coming up, because Christina is the only person I know who watched the other PGA event. Like, it was PGA Lite this weekend. But, hey, it's a good way to make a check. Because actually, yeah, we had an Arkansan that did pretty well in it, so we'll talk about that coming up. 10:44, we'll talk a little more college football, too. While Brett Bielema and a handful of other coaches did very well at SEC Media Days, we had a guy really lay an egg yesterday at Big 12 Media Days. We'll talk more about that coming up.